Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I knew it, Lee. I knew it.
Okay, what's that?
A new study on dogs.
Okay.
They can smell when we're stressed out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or very unhappy, a new study shows. They say this adds to the list of things dogs can smell, mm-hmm. can detect in their odor, in their owners, by odor, including non-diabetic seizures, cancer. This is just amazing.
Yeah.
And the reason I say I knew it, when my mom was going downhill and she was very sick and, you know, we pretty clear she wasn't going to make it and this was a process with her. I was so terribly stressed out about it. And my dog, the same kind of dog, by the way, she was a mixed breed as the Dachshunds in this study. And she would do this in times of really acute stress for me. She would be so underfoot, I couldn't help but trip over her.
Yeah.
And she would literally be glued to my feet and constantly trying to climb into my lap. And I swear she did. It's like she knows. Mm-hmm. And she did. She did know. That wasn't my imagination. That is so comforting to me to know that years later, she lived to the ripe old age of 17, and unfortunately, she's no longer with me, but she was absolutely dear to me. And just knowing that warms my heart, that she felt it too, and she was very upset about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it became almost a problem because, you know, Dachshunds are little, and so they're very easy to trip over, you know what I mean? And I said, you know, I have the baby in one hand, and I was having trouble walking with her. I didn't want to trip, so, but it was so sweet. And that is, in fact, had to be what she was doing.
Yeah, I've seen similar behavior in our dogs too during, you know, times like that. So that's not unusual. I'll say I have anecdotal evidence to support this theory here.
Yeah. Well, it's really neat. Another study that's out here today showing that for men, loneliness, in particular, men, loneliness can shorten your life. So we'll get into that one coming up in a little bit. I don't want to do all studies in this segment, but two things we're going to dig into with that. But if you have seen a thing like that from dog, and you know what I love? Send it to me, text it to me just briefly. I'll read it. I just love cool stuff animals do that show that they're beyond kind of what we even, you know, their capabilities are beyond kind of what we even understand, but we continue to understand more and more about them as we go. So, a couple of things going on right now that are jaw-dropping when you put them all together and sort of look at what they mean. The idea that censorship of speech is a good thing and government should decide who gets to say what. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all of your life, Lee, and I'm in all of mine until right now,
yeah.
That has not been something Western leaders say. You don't catch a Western leader saying that.
No, not at all.
There might be some fringe lunatic running for city council in California somewhere saying that, and it would be a national story, right? Now's the norm.
As proven by this head of New Zealand.
Head of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
This is the kind of stuff we used to talk about communist dictators saying. I mean, this was Mao Zedong and, you know,
Democrats
Stalin.
Condemned this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Democrats condemned this.
10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I mean this was the you would not say this 10 years ago. Jacinda Ardern, who is the head of New Zealand, a Western country, okay, where I mean free speech, free exchange of ideas, that is the heart of what used to be Western civilization. I'm not sure what we live under right now. I don't know. But it's very scary. She said free speech online is an act of war. So she's not even couching this in those feel good story. She said, oh, she called it a weapon of war. I'm sorry. And that it needs to go away. Okay. As she's saying this in a speech at the UN. Okay. So she didn't just make an off the cuff thing on YouTube or something.
Yeah, no,
she got caught saying
it wasn't a gaffe.
No, this is an announcement at the UN.
Right? I always refer to them as the useless nations because that organization, it has no meaning. I mean, you look at all the situations internationally that are going on right now, and what has the UN done? Nothing.
Well,
nothing. They're useless.
I have a feeling they're going to be awfully interested in this, though. To have her say that from the UN, there should be an immediate worldwide condemnation of this from Western leaders. And instead,
absolutely,
there is abject
and
silence.
There should also be an immediate reaction from American journalists. And the American media.
Where's that? I'm sure Tucker will go off on her.
New York Times,
if he hasn't already. I didn't watch him last night.
CNN, all of these left-wing organizations should be highlighting what this woman said and what its implications are. Because dollars to donuts, if Donald Trump had said something like that, it would be all over everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because we're told that's an attack on free speech. And all
right,
Trump did, he didn't silence anyone
or
suggest anyone should be silenced. He simply took them up on their lies, exposed their lies, used free speech as it should be used to fire back. And they said that was an attack on free speech, and free speech is in danger. And yet you can have this woman stand up at the UN and openly advocate free speech online is a weapon of war and we got to do away with it.
Right.
Stone cold silence. You know why? These people anticipate they'll be the only ones allowed to speak.
And Donald Trump was right because the media was lying. And
yeah,
he knew it because they were lying about him. And he knew it and he told everybody that. And they said he was lying when he defended himself. And the media was lying because it was false and they knew it and still perpetuated the narrative.
Yeah. So then I don't know if you saw what just happened. Because the degree to which this is going, so you watch Georgia Maroney win. Is it Maroney or Maloney?
I'm not sure either.
Anyway, I should know. I just did a whole podcast on it. I have this right. Yeah, I'm like, I remember when Rush used to do this. Well, somewhere in the stack. Where is it in the stack?
Exactly.
But she gave this speech. I played it the other day because it was such a powerful and amazing speech about the fight for reality that we are in, not right or left, but actual reality to grasp reality. And she's saying, and she explained beautifully how, listen, they won't let me call myself a woman. They won't let me identify my family. They won't let me identify. I have to be ex-woman, ex-person, because this is stripping away a personal identity and that we need to fight for personal identity and we need to fight for individualism. And then she goes on and says,
wow, where have I heard that before?
Yeah, I know, like on this show and everywhere. And the founders, that too. So she gives a speech in 2019. It's been up on YouTube. People loved it. People went looking for, like, okay, who is this woman who just won in Italy the prime ministership because she's not a liberal? And listened to it. They were very moved by this speech. They started sharing it. It went viral. YouTube just banned it. Just banned a speech.
Good grief.
Calling for individual liberty, individual identity. And then at the end she says, she quotes an author who says, you know, fire will be used to fight for the idea that 2 + 2 = 4. Swords will be drawn to fight for the idea that green leaves are green. In other words, we are in a place where our enemies are willing to use violence to force us to deny reality. It was so powerful. And I did a whole podcast on it and what it means. They just canceled her.
To paraphrase,
Prime Minister of Italy.
To paraphrase Rush, the barbarians are at the gates of Realville.
You know what I wonder? You know how Rush told us he would tell us when the time was to panic?
Yeah.
Worst cliffhanger ever, okay? And then until then, we were not to panic. We were not to worry. I'm not suggesting it's time to panic. I just always wonder, and so many of you on the text line did too, when that time would be and when that we'll never know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We have no idea. We don't know what to do. But
the
this
time
is,
to panic will have passed by the time we know it's time to panic.
Without Rush, I mean, what will we do? It's like he used to say, you won't know what to think if I don't come on the air. And that used to crack me up.
I know.
I knew he was joking.
He was joking from the truth. Because all he did was validate what many of us
already
conservatives
thought.
Already were thinking to begin with. Like, great minds think alike.
So the Prime Minister of Italy's speech has just been censored. No can do, cannot hear. Even though it was no problem since 2019, it's been up there. Now all of a sudden it violates their community standards. This is scary. They are canceling our leaders. And look, this is an American company, Google / YouTube. We export totalitarianism and censorship now. That is what we do. And they learned to do it from the Republican leadership. So fast forward to what we're going to talk about next. I mean, PayPal and Venmo just banned a gay group, Gays Against Groomers, led by a lesbian who says she is not a conservative. And she simply says, listen, we have a trans ally group fighting with us. All we want is for children not to be chemically or biologically transitioned before the age of 18. And we do not want them sold on these procedures either before they can, they can.
It's the age of consent. It's yes. The whole thing.
And she said, if you want to do that at 18, be my guest. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, we'll celebrate you. But no. And she's saying, I'm not a conservative. They just got canceled.
This is logical and this is cultural and it is historical on what they are arguing, that you are allowing individuals to do permanent damage to children who do not have the capacity to consent legally or emotionally.
Right. Something we recognize with everything from tattoos to beer to military service.
How many people do we have that are in prison right now for disseminating pornographic material to underage children? And you're talking about chemically changing children who cannot consent to this operation?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that and so much more. Remember that this is Donald Trump, July 19th, 2020. If Biden gets in, sounds like prophetic now. If Biden gets in, you're going to end up with a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. And you'll be lucky if you end up with a country at all. We are going to have huge inflation, huge. Right again. There's a funny way of doing that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Folks, we live in a weird time. Did a Battleground podcast earlier this week. It's one of my best. On the times we live in, the absolute denial of reality is almost total. You want a freak show? Turn on the financial news. Just sit there and watch it. One of the strangest, most bizarre things I've ever seen, not from the right, it's not partisan even anymore, is these hedge fund managers, investment gurus, CEOs, going on even Fox Business and saying, well, you know, we're not in a recession now, but we might be next. No, we're in a recession now, honey. If you can't grasp that, you do not need to be leading a major financial institution and all your investors should run. Had a great conversation with State Treasurer Curtis Loftus about this yesterday. I'm going to have him back on because he deals with so many big investment firms because, you know, he invests the pension. That's what the State Treasurer of South Carolina does. And I asked him, I said, what? I mean, these people, these CEO, I mean, what kind of CEO goes on a business channel where any of his shareholders can see him and declares there's no recession, but we might have one later? I mean, they're clowning themselves. What kind of power does the left, the Democrat Party, there's obviously corporate capture going on here. What kind of power do they have over CEOs to be able to get them to do that? And he had a really fascinating answer to it. And he said, they're afraid. They are very afraid. And he said, you get them in the back room, these big investment funds. You get their guys in the back room where it's totally off the record. And they start to feel comfortable around you. And they'll admit they're scared, he said. They'll admit they're scared. But not for the record. And by scared, I mean financially scared. So they know. But the atmosphere inside these places, I mean, they have completely captured Wall Street. So, they are investing according to total denial. To the dictates of the Democrat Party and the left. Out of some sort of strange fear. Anyway, you can get that on yesterday's podcast of the show. It was a great conversation. I was just enthralled, and I got to have him back to hear more about it. But folks, it was so weird. Did you see what the CEO of Restoration Hardware did? They call it RH now, that company, Restoration Hardware. Just lost it. Just came unglued in a corporate call a couple of weeks ago. It's just coming out now. See, what these people are crazy. We're in a recession. These people are nuts. Biden's nuts. They're crazy. He's just coming apart. Like, I mean, how can you be expected to deny reality? But they do. But increasingly, people are coming out. Last week, Jamie Dimon, a bundler for Hillary Clinton and a big Democrat, actually said, when you print $6 trillion, of course, you get inflation. That was a radical statement. We don't say the truth in this country anymore. We don't say it. It's a radical thing when someone does, and it makes news just because it's real. And it's just so unsaid. It's so novel. But drip, drip, drip. They're beginning to come out as reality becomes more and more undeniable. Stanley Druckenmiller, billionaire investor, was on the stage at CNBC's Delivering Alpha conference, and he said this: "We're in deep trouble." So talking about the economy. So everything I said at those colleges, it's worse in terms of metrics, except for one thing. And what I miscalculated was I didn't calculate zero rates. I used 4% rates, Stanley Druckenmiller said. He founded a big capital management firm. It's a mess. It's a mess. And he said, what we're headed to is worse than anybody knows, and we're in deep trouble. Okay. Now, there's so many, there's other ways this is being telegraphed to people. And you got to go on television and do an interview on CNBC where you deny the recession. Okay, you got to deny the recession. You have to do that. That's required now. Morgan Stanley, same thing just happened. Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist, Michael Wilson, went on CNBC and he did the required denial that we're in recession because you got to help Joe Biden win the midterms, even if Joe Biden doesn't know if Jackie Walorski's dead, alive, or in the room. You got to deny because you got to get him You got to get him electric. So once he did that, and it was safe, he was able to get some smoke signals through to us on CNBC Squawk Box, on which he said exactly what I've been saying for months. Quote, he warned us that we are in something, quote, worse than a normal recession, unquote. Now, look, this is easy to know. It's not hard to know. Because we are seeing financial statistics that are shattering all previous records, including during the Great Recession. So what does that tell us? This is worse than the Great Recession. Somewhere between that and the Depression, and I don't know where we are exactly on that continuum. I'm waiting for somebody to lay it out for me. But you know who kind of just did? Elon Musk. I was in the New York Post, where we go to find out what's actually going on in this country. Not many other places you can that are mainstream media. New York Post, you see what Elon Musk said? He said the Federal Reserve is deliberately destroying the economy. Bingo. Bingo. Yep, that's what he said. Like, as in policy? Yeah. As in policy. Like deliberately. Can you remember the last time it was the deliberate policy of an administration to destroy the economy? Because I can't remember that. Yeah, there was some rate hikes, but this is a different thing, and he's right. The headline on it, if you want to read it, is a jaw-dropping piece. Elon Musk, it's in the New York Post. Elon Musk says it's obviously correct that the Fed is tanking the U.S. economy, as in on purpose. Never seen this before. And the day after the election, November 9th, the election's on the 8th, they'll start to tell us. They'll tell us the truth. When the truth can't hurt them anymore. I cannot wait to sit in this chair on that day. If I am sick to my stomach and have to crawl, I'm going to be sitting here. I'm going to be sitting here because I've waited so long for them to tell you the truth. But at least some brave people are coming forward ahead, including the billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller, telling us we are spiraling toward a debt crisis and we are in deep, deep trouble.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gays Against Groomers just got banned. Folks, I keep warning my trolls about this. You folks are looking forward to the day when you don't have to hear people like me anymore. You don't have to bump into us on the internet. You don't have to see anybody saying anything you disagree with. You think it's going to be awesome. Let me tell you what, that's going to last like 5 minutes. Because the minute we're gone, you decide you don't like one of your liberal leaders, and that'll happen. You want to criticize them? We're not going to be around to defend you, and they will wipe you out. You think you're going to like it, but you're not. Gays Against Groomers has been totally taken out. Banned on Twitter. Cannot financially transact, and this is the direction the left is going. banned on PayPal and deplatformed, banned on Venmo and deplatformed. Okay. What do they stand for? They actually have a transgender ally group. All they say is they do not want any sort of physical changes made to children before they can consent. If you would like to transition when you're 18, then they fully support that. They're behind it. They're cool with it. But you cannot proselytize to young people. And you cannot make permanent changes to their bodies because they cannot consent. That's it. That's all they say. This is an entirely gay-led group. And this is what I'm talking about. They're going to go too far. You're going to want to stop them, and you won't be able to because they're not going to let you. Folks, we had a story that I did in this hour earlier in the week, and it's about a guy. There's something about to happen. This is about to explode, okay? Because California is about to become a sanctuary state for transitioning children. So if you can get the child, or you are the child, and you're underage, and you can get to California, other laws are nullified in other states preventing doctors from doing surgery on you. If the mom or the dad and a divorced couple can get you there, any other court orders will be nullified. So there's a mom in Texas right now. She's got a 10-year-old boy, and she wants to put him on puberty blockers. A dad's in court fighting to keep her from moving to California because he can't stop it. So let's go to the Health and Human Services website of the federal government. Okay, so that'll be our source. I've printed this chyron, this horrifying chyron before. Puberty blocking hormones. Okay, and they list next to these treatments. Is this a permanent treatment or is it reversible? It is listed as partially reversible. 10 years. Well, partially reversible. What does that mean? Well, if you take the puberty blockers, it is assumed that you are going to remove your genitalia. So it doesn't matter if you end up with a micropenis. A what? A micropenis. That's what you end up with. It doesn't develop. But you can reverse it. No, it's partially reversible. When you don't go through puberty because you've used a puberty blocker. I can't think of a gentle way to say this. So this is your content warning. And I hesitated to say it before because I don't want to shock people. But people need to understand what we're talking about. Some people who take the puberty blockers and end up with a micropenis or some shrunken version of what they would have been cannot, how should we say, climax? Let that sink in. I'll let you think about that for a minute. Cannot climax. Folks, you are taking away the most fundamental part of an intimate relationship from a 10-year-old. This is a horror. Okay? And that is their position. Look, if you want to wait till you're 18 and you have developed physically to the point where you can decide, and this is what you want, this is America. You should be able to do what you want. I'm not going to stand in your way. Fine, go do it. Whatever. You stay out of my way, stay out of your way. Well, I'll be happy. That's the whole point. But to do that to a 10-year-old, again, not my opinion. Take it up with the Department of Health and Human Services. Partially reversible. Well, I mean, it's partially permanent, right? Yeah. This is a decision being made on behalf of a 10-year-old before he even understands what climax is or what role it plays in a relationship. I don't mean to be too blunt here, but I don't know how else to hammer this home for you. And they are reinforcing this in schools. They are recruiting in schools. They're recruiting in our schools. I saw Burke Royster put out a Presley, he's our superintendent of schools, and he's debunking some rumors on the internet. Good for him that I guess that they're keeping litter boxes in school for people who identify as furries and teachers are using their pronouns, their furry pronouns. And he says, we're not doing that. That is a rumor. It's not going on. Good. I'm glad that's not going on. Well, let me tell you what is going on, sir, because my kids are in your school system. Which fills me with increasing level of dismay every single day. I mean, we're only in virtual because the classroom is now basically unattendable. So I hear what your teachers do. They're using pronouns. They're asking kids for their pronouns. They're doing it in writing. And I posted one of them up on Facebook. This is in your schools. This idea you could change your gender. You could be whatever gender that your pronoun says you are and that other people should refer to you as that. You have teachers doing that right now. I can tell you who it is if you want to know, but I bet you don't. That's not a rumor. I can prove it. I've got the screenshots. So this starts right away. Came from my ninth graders, one of my ninth graders' teachers. Wasn't all of them. So that tells me this is not system-wide, but that you were allowing your teachers to do this. That is a political statement. That is political brainwashing. That is a political position that is scientifically untenable. So I want you to hear real quickly from Jamie Mitchell. This is really interesting. She's gay. She's openly gay. She's been a gay rights activist. She formed Gays Against Groomers. And she is very plain. I am not a conservative. But she says, this is being painted as part of the LGBT agenda. And it is turning society against us, she says, when we finally got recognition, when we finally got respect. And she said, this is not us. These elite white wokes have taken over the LGBT community. We're not taking it over, but are purporting to speak for us. And this is why we're doing this. We speak for ourselves, and we do not support this. They have been banned on Twitter, deplatformed on PayPal, deplatformed on Venmo. I guess they don't want to have the conversation I just had with you about 10-year-olds who will never climax, who will never have a real adult relationship, who will never have the possibility of that, who will be left with a micro penis when they decide that it was a mistake because they didn't understand what they were choosing. Can't speak of that. Banned. That's not tolerance. That's what Jamie Mitchell says. That's something we ought to debate. And when the left wants to silence you, you know they can't win the argument. Here she is on Fox News. I want you to hear from her. Again, this Jamie Mitchell is not a conservative. But what she says makes sense.
Obviously, we are not homophobic. We're not transphobic. We don't care what adults do. Obviously, we literally just don't want this happening to children, and especially not being done in our name, because the backlash against us is growing. You know, I launched Gays Against Groomers for two reasons. First and foremost is to protect the kids, to stop the sexualization, indoctrination, and medicalization, otherwise known as mutilation, of children. But also, you know, to try and reclaim our good standing in society, which we achieved not that long ago. All we wanted were equal rights, and the activists, yes, the radical woke mob has hijacked our community, many of whom aren't even part of the community. They use it to push this through. And it's really, you know, it's making all of us look bad. So I wanted to show that the majority of gay people and also trans people just are not on board with this, and to just differentiate between us, to try and save ourselves too.
To try to save ourselves too. They're speaking on behalf of us. We just got respect in society. We just got rights. We are here to advocate for our rights. And what she's saying this is making people who would support us, advocate for us, accept us. It's taking us back a step. It's taking us back three steps. They're speaking for us, and they're not even part of our community. Whew. Texter writes, sex drive is the most fundamental motivator in both sexes. Yes, it is absolutely key to who you are as a person. You may like that, you may not like it, but it is hardwired into you. No sex drive, just zombies doing what they are told. This is one of the most beautiful parts of life. You take that from a 10-year-old, God, that punches me in my gut. Who can't consent because he can't understand what it is when he's not gone through puberty, when he has not experienced that. Wow. Texter writes, talking about puberty blockers. Do you realize that's the same chemical cocktail that judges used to order rapists to take? In some states, as part of their sentences? Yeah, the ACLU fought that in court because it was cruel, they said. And it's been largely eliminated. It's called chemical castration. And now they're doing it to kids who cannot consent. They're too young. They cannot understand. Texter writes, yep. On the coffee, I had a texter earlier, a member of the Word Listening family, said her dad loved coffee so much she buried him with coffee beans. Texter writes, yep, I'm going to start selling Bury Me With Coffee Beans Brew as a killer coffee. All right, well, you do that. Let us know how it's going. Sounds a little risque. Texter writes, Tira, I got my extra strong cold brew coffee this morning. I can smell colors now. Smell colors. Yeah, I know, but it makes everything so vivid and bright. It's the best drug ever. Coffee, I mean. Texter writes, Tara, have you turned on your heat yet? It was 39 in Pickens yesterday morning, so says Jim in Easley. Pickens is so beautiful. He must be up yonder near the mountains. Northern part of it. Texture rates. Where'd it go? Oh, there was a great one in here. Tara, you were the substitute for Rush. It's up to you now to sound the signal. Well, I try every day. I don't know if anybody could be a substitute for Rush, but many of us are trying to do our best. Text rates on the study we started the show off with this morning, which I loved, about how dogs can smell stress and distress with you. Tara, my Alaskan Shepherd knows when I'm about to have a migraine. He starts pushing me on my legs to... to get me to sit or lay down. About 10 to 15 minutes later, the migraine hits. So when he starts, I take my meds, and it shortens my migraine downtime. He is the best dog I've ever had. So it says Corey from Boiling Springs. Yeah, you got an Alaskan Shepherd, man. Or any one of those shepherds. They may be smarter than you are. It's possible. Those dogs are smart. Texter writes, one of my three dogs kept sniffing at the top of my nose. Eventually, I was diagnosed with basal cell skin cancer and cured. I'm the dog's fourth adopter. Oh, I love that. Yeah, definitely adopt. Texture rates. My husband's father passed away recently, and our mixed lab is sleeping right up against him at night when usually she's at our feet. Yeah, because she knows. They know. And finally, texture rates. Doxies are the best. Yeah, I love Dachshunds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.